Hey,
welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Jason Roberts's Every Living Thing, a book about two 18th-century naturalists who basically invented modern biology. Sophie, I have to ask, did you know that Linnaeus and Buffon were born in the same year?
I did not, and that's wild. 1707, they were contemporaries, working on the same problem, how to make sense of the natural world, but they couldn't have been more different. Linnaeus was this obsessive Swedish classifier, and Buffon was a rich French intellectual who wanted to describe nature in all its messy glory.
Right, and the book opens with this sense of chaos. Before these two, the study of living things was a mess. A single plant might have a dozen names in different countries. Naturalists couldn't even communicate about what they've found.
Exactly. So Linnaeus comes along and says, every living thing gets a two-part Latin name, genus and species, Homo sapiens, canis lupus, simple, elegant, universal. That's binomial nomenclature, and we still use it today.
And he didn't stop at naming. He built a whole hierarchy, species into genera, genera into orders, all the way up to kingdoms. He called it Systema Naturae, and it started as an 11-page pamphlet. By the end of his life, it was multiple volumes.
But here's the thing, his system was based on plant sex organs, number of stamens and pistils. So you'd end up with plants grouped together that had nothing else in common. He knew it was artificial, but he said, it's a tool, not the truth.
And then there's Buffon across the English Channel. He looked at Linnaeus's system and basically said, this is a filing cabinet, not science. He wanted to understand the whole organism, its behavior, its habitat, and its history. He wrote these beautiful literary descriptions of animals.
Buffon's great work was the Histoire Naturelle, 36 volumes. He described lions and elephants and beavers like they were characters in a story. And he had this radical idea, species change over time. He was a precursor to Darwin.
So they had this fundamental disagreement. Linnaeus, name and classify. Buffon, observe and describe. Linnaeus was a taxonomist. Buffon was a naturalist. And they really went at each other publicly.
Linnaeus called Buffon a dilettante. Buffon called Linnaeus's system a filing cabinet. Their followers split into camps, Linnaeans versus Buffonians. And the funny thing is, both were right and both were wrong.
Yeah, Linnaeus's naming system was incredibly useful. We still use it, but he believed species were fixed, created by God. Buffon saw that species evolve, but he rejected any systematic method, which made his work less useful to other scientists.
So in the end, science needed both approaches. You need the order of Linnaeus to organize knowledge, and you need the vision of Buffon to understand what it all means. Their rivalry actually drove progress.
And the book makes this point that the tension between order and complexity is still with us. Molecular biology gives us new ways to classify, but climate change and biodiversity loss remind us that everything is connected.
Honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So the takeaway for me is that we need both the map and the territory. Linnaeus gave us the map. Buffon gave us the story. And every living thing is a reminder that science is a human conversation, not a monologue. We'll see you in the next one.